We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time.
Well, that took a long time. The USA women's team is playing in the World Cup. You know what? Here's what we need to do. By the way, when I say it took a long time.
Not celebrate because we're women and we'll be judged for it.
2 minutes and 45 seconds to score their first goal. I know.
That long?
Yeah. And I against Sweden. And Sweden is a good team. A very good team.
Yes.
However, I'm going to say something that I know a lot of you soccer purists, of which I am one, is going to disagree with. I'm going to catch myself. We should not call this the U.S. women's soccer team. Mm-hmm. We should call it the U.S. national team.
Oh, good.
And the men get to be called the U.S. men's team because they suck.
Okay.
So now they're the B squad. This is the U.S. national team.
Right.
Okay, which is what you call the men.
Uh-huh.
This is the U.S. national team needed 2 minutes and 45 seconds to score their first goal against a very, very good Swedish team. The U.S. men's team will be playing in 3 years. Okay. And they suck. Oh, okay. Wait. If they even make it.
If they make it into the World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I have a surprise for you.
What does this button do? Ooh, crickets.
Scott Parks.
I can play sounds.
Later today, and I'm not going to tell you what it is that because it's a surprise and it wouldn't be a surprise if I told you. But I feel like you've been a little grumpy lately.
No.
You've been a little on edge.
No.
Just a little bit.
No.
Just a little bit. I mean, mention the Dominican Republic and watch the vein pop out of his head. So, I have a surprise for you at 2:30.
You want to hear the latest on the DR?
No!
Is there another
one? No, we do not!
Don't tell me there's another one.
We started the show yesterday, and he was a bad mood all day.
Don't tell me.
Sure everyone's breathing in the DR today.
Well, except for those.
Except for those who aren't. So, coming up at 2:30, I think I have a little something to share with you that will maybe put you in a better mood. That's for you today. You're welcome.
I'm hoping this is a joke from the text line. Hey, Scott, try not to suck as bad as the midday show. Dana, just do the best you can.
It's quite supportive, you know, when you think about it.
Do we not all have goals here when we start it?
You can do it.
206.
Scott, try not to suck as much as the midday show. Dana, Just do the best you can.
It's a good thing she's pretty.
I tell you what, everyone's just a little on edge.
I am not on edge. I'm in a great mood today. I'm so happy.
Oh, good.
I'm so happy.
Good.
Yep. Went and got a little Tao reflexology massage. This Vietnamese guy beat the crap out of me last night.
How do you know he's Vietnamese?
Asian.
Thank you.
Okay.
I mean, did you discuss his 23andMe results? Just saying.
I mean, was there signage in the place written in Vietnamese?
No.
Or photos?
No.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Vietnam or?
Good. I'm glad you did that.
Oh,
it's good to go get that done.
Yeah, got a little head massage.
I love the scalp massage.
Yes.
That's why I couldn't do it in front of a room full of people, because at the place where you go,
well, but
it's
they
like
put a towel over your face.
Open air place.
I mean, they put a towel over your eyes.
Well, but here's why. You start doing that under my hair, like, you know, I start going.
Are you a groaner?
I am.
I am too.
The scalp massage, I'm telling you. There's nothing better. It does something to the endorphin light-up center in my brain.
Sure does. But
I start making noises like I'm about to die in a hospital bed at age 105.
What do you say? Wait. Stop. When someone is giving you a deep scalp massage.
Just the scalp.
Don't overdo it. I want you to give me the sound that you actually make.
It's kind of like... I sound like I'm drooling on myself in a...
You sound like somebody who's having a stroke.
I do. And then, so I don't say anything all day because I don't do it with my shoulders. I don't do it with my feet. Like, nothing. There's something about the scalp massage and also my fingers. When they start, you know, I always say, do my fingers. And my ears. For some reason.
Oh, the ears.
Oh, I love the ears.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
What?
It is a thing with me. And
I thought all the nerves in your body ended in your feet. So, like, when you do a foot massage.
No.
That it was, like, supposed to do, like, work your entire body. Have you heard that before?
Well, isn't that the reflexology where the
yeah, they spend a lot of time on
locations
your feet.
On the feet yeah. in certain Asian medicine correlates to places on your body. True. But just getting your ears rubbed and your scalp rubbed, just the
something I don't know what it is. Here we go. Five remarkable benefits of just the scalp massage. You ready for this?
Go to sleep.
It reduces muscle tension. That's obvious. Promotes hair growth. It is a natural remedy for migraines and headaches. It helps balance the nervous system. And then the last point says, do your own. Now, I don't get the same feeling when I'm doing my own.
No, but you can, like, sometimes I'll massage my forehead, like, just like this, you know?
Yeah.
Not hard, just, like, tickle it. Oh, God, that sounded dirty.
That's bad.
That sounded dirty. Do you ever, like, just tickle your forehead?
No, that's not what it's called. It's called tapping, and you made fun of me for bringing it up last year. There are schools that are, and follow me here. Do you remember this? They are introducing the tapping method. It's called EFT or EPT, and you just tap. And studies have shown in schools, especially for hyperactive kids, it brings you down. What's it called? Dan, you know this.
Like down to Chinatown?
It's EFP or EFT tapping.
Tapotement?
No. EFT. It's EFT.
Oh.
If you Google
EFT tapping.
EFT tapping in schools, they call it anxiety relief. It's stress relief.
Emotional freedom technique.
Thank you.
Okay.
It is a... No. What? See, now, see? How come you say you can... tickle your forehead, and that's not weird. But if you say that this has been shown to work in schools,
why do you with morons children have to like ruin everything? Emotional freedom.
Okay. How about just it feels good?
Yes,
it feels just good. Feels touching. Good.
There is a tapping solution foundation for tapping for stress relief in schools. I'm telling you, it's a thing. And if you have a kid who has anxiety, who's just high strung, maybe he's ADD, ADHD, look up the tapping. It is a thing. Just tap away. And the kids...
Do you tap your forehead?
No. I mean, I can.
There's this massage style called
Puksen. Like an idiot.
It uses wooden blocks and you tap them with a hammer.
How hard?
For a massage.
Let's try it.
Pretty good.
I'd like to tap myself with a hammer right now. Hard.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Bring me a hammer. I'll do it.
I'd like to embed that thing right in the back.
I'm telling you.
So if I tap, wait, stop.
Yes.
If I tap my forehead, it's supposed to do what?
It is a stress reliever.
Well, I'm tapping,
no.
But I'm... I'm not
I think you have to have somebody else do it.
No. EFT is for you.
Oh, it's your own?
You do your head, okay. I do my head.
Okay.
Wait, what was that?
It is evidence-based EFT. And if you're a teacher, I'm telling you, look it up. It is a thing. Are you done?
Are you?
No, I'm over here tapping. I'm happy.
Hey, Dan, you do your head.
Happy tappy.
And I'm going to do my head.
That's typically how it goes.
Well, in a school, you don't want... It's just supposed to be something you do for you. All I'm saying.
That's exactly right. It's something you do for you.
You got to take care of yourself.
That's
you know?
Right.
You are ruining my tappy happy. Just stop. just do it.
Did you tappy happy today, Dan?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
You haven't tappy happied yet?
Stop it.
Nope.
Very effective tool.
It's very effective. It releases a lot of emotion.
Doesn't it all be nice to have a penis?
Did you hear, and I am not looking to make this a topic.
This is Four Non-Blondes, Tappy Tappy.
I am not looking to make this topic because it makes me too damn mad. That the life-threatening underwire bra emergency that just apparently shook their whole world for about 3 weeks over at Jackson County is now no longer happening.
Like, it's not setting it off anymore?
It just randomly stopped about 5 days ago, the women are reporting. All of the attorneys are reporting that what was a critical, life-threatening emergency, and I say that in very facetious air quotes, at Jackson County.
Okay, thank you.
Is now magically, in the last 5 days, no longer an emergency.
Well, apparently Mike Wicker would like to get on the radio again.
Are you wearing an underwire? Please share.
When 4 hours aren't enough, another 2 minutes.
I'd like to inform you that was not Four Non-Blondes. That was the Divinals.
Whatever.
That is incorrect.
Thank you.
I mean, your music knowledge is so small. Dana and I should talk more music, right?
I agree.
Absolutely. Yeah, I just want to let you know.
What's the difference between the Divinals and Four Non-Blondes? They both suck.
Just wanted to make sure you get the correct information.
I thought you were coming in to weigh in on the underwire.
Oh, no. I have no opinion on that.
Well, you should.
Not going to touch that one.
Yeah. Do you know why you don't have an opinion on it? Because they didn't make men take their belts off. Apparently that was okay.
Underwire belt? I mean, what are you talking?
Sorry.
The thought was it was dangerous.
Why do you take this so personally?
Because it makes me so damned mad. That's why.
You have accused... Don't you leave. You have accused me of being in a, quote, mood this week.
Yes.
The person in this room who has been in a mood is you.
It
What's
makes
going
me
on?
Angry.
You're going. You're going to Wisconsin next week.
That female attorneys were asked to disrobe over some.
They were not
fake,
asked to disrobe. They were asked to take their bra off
over some fake non-issue.
Fake news.
But the men could walk in with their belts and whatever else you wear down there, and that wasn't a big deal. But
fake
you
news.
Had a bra on. Barred the door. People are going to start shanking you with the wire.
Where'd you get that? The Daily Cost?
So if you're a woman and you are listening, you can now safely go into the Jackson County Jail, wear whatever bra you want, and you'll be fine.
I mean, she's just making fake news. Totally fake. Huh?
She's going to shank you.
Dana should blog.
Wear whatever you want.
You should blog your day. I'd love to know what you do when you're not here. Like, I know you're on Twitter a lot. Danasblog.com would just be amazing.
No, I've got all kinds of stuff floating around up there. I don't need to share all of it.
Some of it?
No, I'm good.
Subscription-only service?
I'm good. Hey, are you going to hang around? Because you're going to want to be here in 5 minutes.
By the way, she's going to Wisconsin next week.
Why?
College scouting.
Really?
Her daughter wants to go to the University of Wisconsin.
Wow. That's your daughter like beer bongs at 6 a.m.?
It's really that I just... it's a mother-daughter trip. It's going to be lovely.
You going to Madison?
I've heard...
I don't know where it is.
Well, that's where the university
right.
is.
And are you guys are going to go spend some time in Madison?
I think
Madison?
We're going to go see it. Briefly.
I've heard it's one of the top party schools Beautiful. In America.
It's one of the top party schools in America?
That's what
yes,
I've heard.
Yes, it is.
I have heard it is very difficult to get into that university.
But it's easy to get out.
Madison's great.
You thought getting in was easy. Wait until they kick you out.
I think Scott and a lot of our conservative listeners.
I am not a conservative. I'm a libertarian. But thank you.
Anyway.
Carry on.
It is the People's Republic of Madison. You will love it.
Oh,
it is
I love
beautiful.
It. It's Lawrence, but cold.
Oh, yeah, it's a cold Lawrence. Yeah, Fine. It really is. You would absolutely
Which
love it.
Which keeps the beer colder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
She'll do great. She'll do great.
And here's the deal. For everyone rolling their eyes that you think I'm some bastion of liberal fantasticness, which I am.
Right. It's my girl.
We will later today get into a Supreme Court ruling. It was 7-2. that falls more on your side, Scott, not exclusively your side.
Are you talking about the 40-foot concrete cross?
I am, yep. And I...
RBG did the descent.
I know, I'm not necessarily surprised by the ruling, but I think a lot of you will be. I think a lot of you will be pleasantly surprised.
I was.
And we'll talk about that coming up.
Okay. Can you stick around?
I mean...
Can you give me tickets to train tomorrow night, please?
Why would I have the ability to get you tickets to train?
You know people.
I don't know. Maybe you're married to Lee McNabb. And that station gets tickets.
I sit in the same seat you do. Her office hasn't moved, man. She's down there.
Oh, that's just cold. That's cold like Madison, Wisconsin.
Very cold. Very, very cold.
All right. I have a surprise for you coming up, Scott.
I can't wait. And I said that with every bit of sarcasm I could muster. I really could wait.
Can't wait to tap into that surprise.
Something is going to happen that has never, ever happened in this room, ever.
What?
It was that. It was that silence. It's never happened in this room before.
Something is going to happen at 2:30 that has never, ever, ever happened in this room before.
Okay. All right. Let me begin. Well, this surprise is really good, Dana.
Well, it's almost here, Dan Weinbaum. Yes. I'm going to give you my cell phone so you can direct it in because it's having some problems figuring out where we're located. And have you ever heard me trying to give someone directions?
Wait, what?
Have you ever heard of GPS?
What's homing in? Do we have a Predator drone coming in or something?
I'm going to give you my phone and you can facilitate the arrival. Because
I see. Okay, I'm coming in.
I literally just said to somebody, come this way.
She's yelling at them out the window.
I'm over here.
Like, no, what?
All I heard was, wave at me if that's you. And come this way as if they can see her.
I'll be right there.
It doesn't make any sense.
What'd you get there?
Thanks to listener Tom, who sent me a 4-pack of Kiss glasses.
Those pint glasses, man. Those are nice.
The pint glasses, yeah.
Yeah. Are they glass or are they plastic?
No, they're glass.
Hey. How much were they?
$3.99.
Is that for the 4-pack or?
I don't know, but I love them.
That's cool.
Guess where these are going?
Kiss Cave?
That's right. You and your Kiss Cave. Don't be jealous. Green doesn't look good on you.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, I am not.
All right. Speaking of drones, by the way, and I'm not getting into politics.
I know.
Because this is not political. This is international. If we go to war over some robot flying machine...
It's worth $120 million.
Well, then you know what? Send them a bill. And just tell the Iranians to pay us $120 million. I'm fine with that. But if we end up going to war over a stupid airborne robot, hell no. You know what? And I don't consider this nation to be at war right now, even though we have 15,000 troops in Afghanistan, 5,000 in Iraq. But the Afghan conflict, or whatever you want to call it, is never technically ended. Do you know that my youngest daughter has never known an America at peace?
Yes, but.
And my oldest daughter has only been alive with America at peace for 5 months.
Yes, but. And I am not minimizing the people fighting in the conflicts over the last 18 years of her life or 14 years of her life, Scott. I think it's a little bit disingenuous to say she's never known peace. If you ask most teenage Americans, are we at war right now? 98% of them would tell you no. Because I think when we teach this stuff in schools, when you think war, your average high school kid or middle school kid thinks World War II. They think Vietnam, which is absolutely important. They should. The ones who are older, I hope they are still teaching about 9/11 and what that was all about. But if you ask them right now, are we in conflict somewhere? I don't know that any of them would understand that somewhere in the world we are.
How could they not?
Because we don't talk about those things in schools. We just don't. We teach backward history. We teach Vietnam. We teach World War I, World War II, the anniversaries of important dates in history. I don't think they're talking about current world conflicts right now. Am I wrong?
I think it's because we don't, there's nothing like, we wouldn't turn on CNN or Fox News or whatever, you don't see U.S. troops firing missiles at someone. That's, well,
you don't see shock and awe.
When 9/11 happened and we went over, I remember sitting on, when I was living a long time ago, I would think I was, well, 2001, I would have been 20 when we went over there after 9/11. And I remember sitting, it was the first time I had seen live televised war. My stepfather was in Desert Storm.
That was live and televised, by the way.
To me, it wasn't quite as live. I mean, to me,
what are you talking about? I remember watching Bernard Shaw on CNN.
But it was like all of a sudden there were missiles in the air, and I was 10 when Desert Storm happened. I was 10, 11, 12 when Desert Storm happened.
I was 21.
Were you living in Germany?
But do you really?
No, I wasn't living in Germany.
Would you like to talk about that?
Were
you ever? I heard.
Have I ever told you guys that I lived in Heidelberg and Dusseldorf?
Really? Yeah. I had no idea.
I just feel like if you said to a 17-year-old right now, do you realize you have never lived during a time of peace? They would go, what?
Now, in fairness, I don't think we are a nation at war right now. Because there really is no conflict in Afghanistan. There's not day-to-day combat. In Iraq, same thing. Those wars, to me, are over. The difference is there was never really it was never declared officially a war. It was, you know, just like Vietnam, it was a police action or whatever you want to call
conflict.
It. A conflict, yeah. So I don't consider us to be at war in Afghanistan or Iraq, but nobody's ever said it's over, you know?
Well, buckle up, because we're about to go again.
Well, and I think we are, and I'm, quite frankly, I'm concerned, and we need to simmer down, and they need to simmer down, and everybody needs to just step back into their corner and relax. But if we're going to war over the shoot down of a robot, I'm out. This is the dumbest thing ever.
If you said, let me phrase this another way, because I saw this and I think it's an important point. If you said, what is the war on terror? I do think a certain percentage of certainly high school age kids would know a little something about that. They would maybe say that they understand, let's say, the Boston bombing.
They would say 9/11.
They remember that. They remember 9/11. But if you said, are we currently fighting in that war on terror? I don't know how many people would say yes. Unless you are a military family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge, of course, that goes without saying. Unless you are a military family and you have someone serving right now, I don't know how many people would say, well, yeah, we're here.
Do young people, Scott, and this is for you and for Dana, do your kids know what we did after 9/11? Do they know who we went after? Do they know the conflicts that we got in going after Osama bin Laden? Do they know about the revolution in Iraq with pulling down the statue and finding Saddam Hussein in a hole?
I think they would know Osama bin Laden. They would know we killed him. They would know...
Thanks a lot, Obama.
They would know about 9/11. But as far as getting into the weeds of where we went after and who we fought and how long that lasted, and no, I don't think most teenagers would.
Now, wait a minute. That might be a little bit unfair. That's almost to argue that we didn't know when we were younger that World War II, for example, meant, you know, we didn't say it wasn't the Vietnam War. It wasn't the Japan War. It was World War II. That's like saying that we didn't understand that we went to fight against Italy and Germany and Japan.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I think there's a difference.
If you're a teacher, text me, and maybe I'm wrong, but there are a lot of little... Okay, so I looked this up. One of the last things, and this was in Vice a year ago. They're talking about Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, of course, Yemen, Somalia, Libya, and Niger as some of the places where we have had a military presence.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Would the kids know that?
I think the difference is you can pick Japan out on a map. You can pick out, most of the time, Germany on a map, Italy on a map. If you gave somebody the map of the Middle East and said, figure out where Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, Somalia, Niger, all the people would have a tough time disseminating between the two, the different cultures
Where is Al-Qaeda? Where is ISIS? Where is all of this? You know where Japan is. You know where Germany is.
And are we still fighting them? And where? I don't think, Scott.
But Niger's a bad example. With all due respect to the four American soldiers that were killed in Niger, that's a bad example. That's not a war. That is a one-day tragic, no doubt about it, military conflict. Four guys got trapped and were then enveloped and killed. That's unfortunate. But that's not a war. We didn't go into Niger and go after
change
whatever.
A revolution or anything.
We didn't go into Niger and launch some sort of regime change or, you know, we're going to extricate ISIS from Niger.
But all the oil fields in the Middle East, I don't think most people, not even teenagers, could ace a map. I know I couldn't. Of all the countries.
Dana couldn't.
Oh, hell no, I'm out.
I mean, most of the Midwest, Dana, couldn't get right. But I'm talking about the Middle East. All right.
Where's Ohio again?
It's the one up there.
It's up there north of New Hampshire.
Your surprise has arrived.
I can tell because you're distracted.
That. No, I know that because new boss is doubled over laughing. And I will tell you this. I did not tell him that this was happening.
There's
today.
A lot of people congregating in the newsroom that are going
it's
towards
not even
whatever
my birthday.
When we come back. Yes, when we come back, your stress relief for the day.
So many. Is it Michael Mackey?
It might be better than Michael Mackey.
I love Michael Mackey.
I know.
Stress relief.
576-7798. Don't forget, we're 54th Street Grill and Bar in Liberty tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be there. We'll see you there tomorrow. It'll be an honor and a privilege to spend Friday afternoon with you. Okay, here comes my present. Is it a goat? Oh my god! Oh my god!
What
it's a goat.
Did they bring you?
It's National Goat Day.
He's wearing pants.
Why does that goat have jeans on?
Can I hold him? Oh my god! Hi, Mr. Goat.
He's a bucker.
He's a bucker.
His name is Ed.
Hello, Ed, you handsome little devil.
What is happening?
I got a goat. And he's beautiful horns.
His name's Ed.
Where's he from?
He's from Pleasant Hill.
You get over here and show that
here,
mic.
This one's on you right here. Okay.
Hello, Ed.
This is Tiffany. Tiffany, hi. Tell us about Ed.
Ed is about 3 months old. We live in Pleasant Hill. Just have a little hobby farm. And Dana said I needed to bring him to you.
I love goats.
How did the two of you get... Do you just listen and did you put it out on Twitter?
This year, National Goat Day is on June 20th. Mm-hmm. And I somehow found Tiffany like 3 years ago. And I said, hey, I heard you had goats. Or you texted me.
Yeah.
I have kept her phone number. And yesterday I called. I go, Scott has been one grumpy SOB this year. Can you bring a goat in tomorrow for National Goat Day? And since I'm the goat and... Ed's a goat. I thought, bring in a goat.
Well, I'm the goat.
I asked our boss, I go, hey, I'm going to need to ask for forgiveness for something later today, not permission. And he goes, oh, God.
Why is he wearing pants?
I was trying to protect you.
In case he poops?
Yeah.
Oh, is he a pooper?
Oh, you shouldn't have done that. That would have made this even better.
Tiffany, what do you do with your goats in Pleasant Hill?
We just raise them. I mean, they're really pets more than anything. We don't. Really
do they run around the house?
No.
Okay. I don't know. My dog runs around the house.
So lately, whole rage is goat yoga. Mm-hmm. Like they have this kind of calming thing. Tell us about that.
We don't really do any goat yoga or anything.
Is it just calming to have them around?
People like when they climb on them for some reason. I'm not sure why, but.
People like to climb on the goat?
No, the goats like to climb on the people.
Oh. Goats climb on people.
Scott, let her climb on you.
He smells like a farm.
Let him climb.
Yeah,
really?
He probably does.
He's so cute. I just love him.
Scott, lay on the ground. Let the goat climb on you.
I'm not going to let a goat walk on me.
No, lay him right here. She said, now, will he faint? Because that's a bonus.
No, he's not a fainting goat.
Okay.
No, we used to have some, but.
Do they really faint for real?
Yeah. No, we used to have some, and they will faint. You can go and scare them, and they'll just fall right over. Yeah.
What's the, why do they faint?
I don't know.
They're fainting goats. That's what they do.
Something neurologically, I think. But yeah, they just stiffen up and flop over.
What does it sound like?
They just down they go.
Well, I love Ed.
Yeah, Ed has a little slide at our house, and he actually goes down that too.
Does he really?
No.
Yes.
Now, is Ed loud? Is Ed like
he was really
Dana loud or no?
Yeah, he sheds a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Goat hair in the same seat I'll be sitting in tomorrow.
Bring
that's,
him
that's
over
great.
Here. I want to get
great.
It all over EJ's microphone, so I'm sure he's like a goatophobe.
Oh my God! You don't have to deal with EJ. Like I have to deal with EJ tomorrow at 9:55.
He has a farm animal phobia.
What kind of jeans is he wearing?
Cut off jeans.
Cut off. Yeah.
Wait. The goat's wearing jorts.
I don't know. Yeah, kind of.
So you don't make soap. You don't. They just are yours, and you just love on them.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to make soap sometime.
Out of the goat?
Yeah, that's what like the good
goat's
soap's
milk.
Made out
yeah.
of. Yeah,
goat's milk.
Oh, I thought
I know.
I thought you were.
No.
Yeah,
out of their milk.
Myself make, up with
well,
a goat.
Well,
Scott.
But you know how they make glue out of horses?
Oh yeah.
I
thought you would kill.
No.
You can't kill Mr. Ed.
Hi, this is Ed. He's gonna be soap soon.
I don't want to put Mr. Ed in my armpit.
Bring him over here. I want to hold him.
No.
Yes. I brought him in. I got to hold him.
This is my goat.
Did he go and get your goat?
He does seem to like you a lot.
Is he normally this well-behaved?
No. He was really difficult to catch, actually. It took me like 40 minutes.
To catch him?
To catch him.
Put him down. See what he does.
Scott's I mean, it's like a the, small space.
He's
so
the goat whisperer.
Fine.
It's Damn. My goat.
Oh, did he just go, Murr?
That was Harry.
That was Dan. Dan.
I like how there's an actual goat and we're still making right. fake goat yeah. noises.
Well, I want to see if he'll say something. Put the microphone down there. He was making noises earlier.
You guys are journalists. You've interviewed a lot of people, right? Interview the goat.
Say something,
Mr. Ed, would you like to say anything?
No comment.
He has nothing to say.
No.
I'm just thinking, you know, he's so calm because...
I have a way with animals.
Animal recognizes hairy animal.
Hi, buddy.
Aw. Really?
Now, people are going to be saying, can you bring us your goat? This is just like a one-time thing. You don't take Ed on the road.
No.
What else do you have at your home?
Just goats, really, right now.
Okay.
We've raised pigs and chickens and turkeys.
If you get a baby pig, can you bring a baby pig in here?
Oh, God.
And let it loose down, yeah. And let it loose down on the music side?
Yes. Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
I won't make a promise.
Let it run wild with Johnny Dare. See how that goes.
He probably wouldn't even look up.
He probably is like,
whatever.
I can do that.
Oh, he's so cute.
And so relaxed.
He is. Put him down. I want to see what he does.
I don't want to. This is my goat.
You do look like your blood pressure's come down a little bit.
This might become a thing.
Hey, there you
we
go.
We build a cage right over here at night after Weir's done. Put the goat in here.
Is he just riding the car, Tiffany?
Yeah, actually, he stood up the whole way here. Like, he's in a little crate in there.
Okay.
But he was standing the whole way here, and it took, like, 40 minutes to get here.
Where are we going?
So. Yeah.
Get in the car.
Okay.
You want to go for a ride?
They're not the smartest animals on the planet.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I don't know. They definitely have their downfalls. Sometimes they do things to make you wonder.
It's pretty dumb, isn't it?
No, don't say that about
he's
him.
A smart
I covered
goat.
His ears.
Look at me, Ed.
Freaking goat in the KMBZ studio right now.
What do you mean, look at me, Ed? They're cross-eyed. They're all, I mean, you
no,
can't tell where
he's
looking.
Looking right at me, sort of.
Look at me, Ed.
Yeah.
Ed, eye contact.
One eye going here, one eye going there. Why are they cross-eyed?
I don't know, so maybe.
Put him down, I want to see what he does. Put him down.
He just sees things in a different
Ed,
way.
Ed, the petting is over. You're on the floor now.
The fact that he's in jeans.
This is going to go well.
Yeah.
Hi, buddy.
Go on.
Oh, dear.
Hi. So stupid.
Right. His poor little pants. Aw, poor Ed. He's backing into a corner.
He's sagging. Ed is sagging.
Because Ed wants to be back with me.
Hi,
we are one.
That's hilarious. He's wearing jeans.
Well, he's wearing jeans because he poops himself.
Well, he's peeing right now.
Oh, no.
He's peeing right now, so.
He's peeing on the floor.
Oh, okay. God. Buddy. Yep. All right. He's doing again right now over here.
Oh my God.
He's marking territory and all.
Every microphone he's peeing under. No, this is a long one. Like, this is he had a couple of beers beforehand kind of pee. Still going and it smells. Yeah. No, he's still going.
Does it really smell?
Yeah. It smells like goat pee.
He's still peeing.
No, it's still happening. Like, it's going to leak into Big Boss's office below us.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Still going, Scott.
Enough. Oh my God.
Is he still peeing?
Yeah.
Still peeing.
No, you can't. Yeah. Like,
oh my God. It's
like seventh inning stretch pee.
Oh.
Ed, that is enough.
This, is it still going?
Yeah.
Still going.
Remember the scene in A League of Their Own when Tom Hanks.
Oh God. Oh God.
Nope, still going. Still.
If you'd like to watch this, it's on Facebook Live right now.
Oh my God.
Nope, not still peeing. Okay.
No, he's not still.
Yes. Why would I lie? No.
This took a weird turn.
Tell me when it ends.
No, he's still peeing. Oh my God, he's still peeing.
He seems pissed.
This must be the breed of goat that has the very large bladder.
No way.
No, now he's onto that microphone over there. His pants are coming off, and he's still peeing.
Oh, my God.
Paper towel. Get the cleaning crew.
How about a rug doctor?
Yeah, you're going to have to go rent one of those at the Hy-Vee around the corner.
Did he really pee over there?
Get up. Come here.
Look at that. Look.
No.
No, he's still peeing.
Yeah.
No, let's get to the newsroom. Here's Sam Stevie.
Help for victims of last month's tornado. More on that in a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.